systemic racism. Few of the legislative proposals are expected to be greeted by support from the Democratic governor, who previously served as the superintendent of public instruction before being elected governor and has vowed to veto any proposal that makes it more difficult to vote in Wisconsin. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit northern Wisconsin this week after the president gives the State of the Union address tomorrow evening. A mix of clouds and sunshine throughout the day today with winds up to 10 miles an hour and a high of 47 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies expected throughout the evening with an overnight low of 31 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go
tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Second hour of it coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and that is to the front lines of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And I was talking about this Dmitry Medvedev, this servile dog, deputy chair of the Security Council in Russia, Putin's slave, gave a statement after they threatened Finland and Sweden. They joined NATO because they didn't join it initially. And he said that they would opt out of the START nuclear agreement, which is itself very provocative because START was originally effective from 2010 to 2021, and then it was extended to 2026. Limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed missiles, nuclear warheads, I should say. And that is worldwide. We do not have deployed nuclear warheads on Russia's border. So far, they don't have them near our border. They're certainly not going to put them in Canada or Mexico, the Caribbean. They could try to put them in Cuba or Venezuela, communist countries. If we did that, we'd do what John Kennedy did, blockade them, like in the past. But here is the other Here are the other threats that Dmitry Medvedev made. In addition to opting out of the START nuclear agreement 4 years before its expiration, he threatened that Russia would cut diplomatic ties with all Western nations. And he said, quote, "From now on, we will look through binoculars and gun sights at each other," end quote. "We will look through binoculars and gun sights at each other," end quote. The idea being the gun sights part of it, provocative, threatening violence, very provocative. Then he also said that they would freeze all foreign accounts and companies in Russia. Now that would be financial suicide for Russia. Russia just has been sanctioned, its banks have been sanctioned, and several of them, thanks to Germany. Not all of them, they should be. Germany was opposed to doing this to any of them. We're taking off the SWIFT system, If they freeze all foreign investment money in companies, this is a no-brainer. Are you going to put any money in Russia? Are you going to invest in a Russian company? You'd be out of your mind. These companies employ Russians. They feed Russians. Well, they ain't going to get employed if this goes on. They also said they would restore the death penalty. In 1996, they joined the Council of Europe, K Council of Europe and all European countries, the death penalty is outlawed. So you can be the worst guy in the world, you're only going to get life, and in some of them, they don't even give you that. Ruskies would restore the death penalty, which means they would execute Alexei Navalny and Zelensky if they get their hands on them. They also said that they would outlaw in Russia, Europe's leading human rights organization, keeps an eye on things. Medvedev called them, quote, a useless nursing home that Russia mistakenly joined. You know, Medvedev is a servile dog to the plague-bearing rat formerly known as a human being, Vladimir Putin. So they talk a lot, but one of the problems is if you're truly a strong man, you don't have to say it. You don't have to boast about it. The guy who gets the gold medal in Greco-Roman wrestling walks into a bar. He doesn't have to say, I'm a strong guy. I can beat anybody in this bar, even if it's true. Part of the problem with Russia, they are deeply insecure. They know they're not the strongest guy in the bar. It's the United States, militarily and economically. They also are deeply, deeply insecure as a culture and as human beings. Think about this. For 1,000 years, in the 10th century, they were a forest inhabited by wolves. They were nothing. Ukraine had been a civilization for several hundred years, going back to the 8th century. Then for 1,000 years, they had, almost 1,000 years, they had czars who murdered people, stole their stuff. They had serfs. And it wasn't racially based, so you might own the guy nowadays might be next door to you and look just like you. Wasn't exactly a slave, but, you know, they got killed, they got beaten, they weren't paid. People were treated that way. Communist revolution came along at the end of the First World War, Lenin. And all they did is substitute communist leaders for czars. Still beat and abused people and stole their money. That's all they've known, except for the 1990s, when Gorbachev paved the way for Yeltsin. For about 10 years, they had democracy. In 1,000 years, they knew 10 years of prosperity, peace, and democracy. Isn't that sad? Very, very sad. In 1997, I went to Moscow and St. Petersburg with a delegation from the U.S. Justice Department of lawyers who gave lectures and talks, interactive, with Russian prosecutors, lawyers, and elected officials to school them on our constitution, on our system of laws, and things as rudimentary as debt collection over there. They had no word for garnishment, replevin. They couldn't attachment of bank accounts. If you got a judgment against somebody, you had to collect it, and you would hire organized crime to go in and beat them and shoot them and break. It was like the mafia. These people hung on every word, obviously with translators, treated us marvelously. We had banquets all over the place. They were hungry for democracy. They were hungry for the rule of law. They're very good people. Prosecutors in 1997 over there are making $600 a month. And they were threatened by organized crime, and so were their families. These were magnificent people. And a guy came up to me after one of these suppers they threw. And he looked up at me, he said, Mr. Flynn, in your remarks today, you were very complimentary of our culture, specifically their literary and musical culture. Because I had praised Pushkin, I had praised Dostoevsky, I had praised Tchaikovsky. I think it's magnificent music and magnificent literature. And he said, but Mr. Flynn, if we are so magnificent, why are we so backward? They are deeply insecure. And what I said to him is what I believe, and I don't know how reassuring it was. I said, you know, you're in a bad neighborhood. We have two oceans protecting us from China and Europe in the wars. We have Canada to the north, which is very similar to us and is our friend, and we have Mexico to the south, which was settled by Europeans and is very friendly to us, and we're friendly to them. So we have had a pass for a couple of hundred years. You have China to the east. You have Islamic states to the south. You have Genghis Khan and the Mongols coming across you. You know, you were invaded by France under Napoleon in the early 19th century, and you were invaded by Hitler, the Second World War. And you're a little jumpy. You're a little insecure. I get it. You are in a bad neighborhood. Now, this was the God's honest truth. It also was not exactly a get well card for him. But this is what I believe. And the point of the matter is, I can testify through personal meeting that the people are good people. I said this before on this air. They're poor as church mice, a lot of them, compared to us. Because Putin and the oligarchs steal 80% of the balance of trade profits that come in. They've stolen about $1 trillion, just 10 guys, 12 guys. Walk along the street. I took a walk in Moscow by myself. I walked into a neighborhood. This old woman, looks like in her 70s, sitting in a tattered coat on the sidewalk with a bowl in front of her. And it said, you know, in English, it said, because, you know, the only ones who would buy this stuff are going to be Americans who are roaming around there, as close to the downtown. Flowers. She was selling flowers. I looked down. The flowers were dandelions. This old woman was sitting there with a bowl full of dandelions and another bowl full of money, and there's no money in it. And I put rubles in it. She handed me a dandelion. I was walking by elsewhere, guy playing the violin. He had his hat down for money, no money in it. This guy played the violin better than the first violin at the New York Philharmonic. This guy could have given lessons at Carnegie Hall. And here's where he is. He's playing on the sidewalk with his hat in front of him. This country over there, Russia, has very, very severe problems. Now they're isolated. There are calls now to ban them from all soccer tournaments, not just make them on neutral ground. They're banned from European airspace, much airspace around the world. Putin made a horrible miscalculation. He unified Europe. He unified its resolve. And he stiffened the spine of places like Ukraine that will stand up against them. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna...